The question was asked, how can one collect interest? So we know that the Torah says that a Jew may pay interest to a non-Jew, and just like a Jew may pay him interest, he may collect from him interest. They always made money off of us by lending us money and collecting interest from us, and we always lent them money and also took interest. That's the way the world worked for many, many centuries. But between Jews, there's a prohibition for a Jew to lend money and collect interest, and there's a prohibition for a Jew to pay interest. That the Torah tells us. Now, there are two major questions that have to be dealt with. Number one is, let's say we form it that we are partners, meaning I want to buy a building. The building will cost me $1 million. I come to you and I say, David, here's the deal. Join me in a partnership in this purchase of the building, and I'll collect rent $100,000 a year. From that rent, you'll get $20,000 a year. You give me a loan of $1 million, I'll have to give you back $1 million, but we'll be partners in the building and you'll get $20,000 a year from the rent, right? So that seems kosher. I'm not paying you interest. With your $1 million, I'm giving you, let's say, a 20% share in the building. So out of $100,000 I get, you get $20,000, right? The numbers don't work exactly, but I'm saying, so this concept evolved into heter iska, permission to make a business deal together, where basically the concept is that we're partners. It's not that you're lending me the money and I'm paying you interest on the money, but rather I'm going to buy a building for $5 million, you're going to lend me $1 million, and you will get one-fifth of the profit from the building. What's the problem with that? Let's say real estate goes bust. So now the building is worth $1 million. Do I still have to pay you your $1 million? Or do I say, well, we were partners? So you, if you're giving me a loan, you want your $1 million insured. You want the principal value back. That's where it gets tricky. Can you do that? Can you not do that? How do you do that? But the basic approach, and that's what you'll see in every Jewish bank in Israel, is a heter iska, a contract which basically says, I'm not collecting interest from you, but rather we are partners. And our partnership is, I'm getting part of the profits that you make. Now, the question is, can you insure the person? Can you tell the person, I guarantee you, you'll get $20,000 a year from me? Well, then I'm not a real partner. What if the building didn't make the $100,000? Maybe there was a fire. Now the building only made $10,000 a year. Are you really going to give me 20% of the $10,000, or are you still going to pay me the $20,000? You're still going to pay the $20,000, right? So the question is, how does that work? So those are the tricks, and those are the details of the complicated details of how to write up a heter iska. But basically, that's approach number one. Then you have Rav Moshe Feinstein that writes that the Torah prohibits one Jew collecting interest from another Jew. But when you have a bank, you don't have a Jew here. You have its own entity called a bank. When the bank goes bust, they don't go to the heads of the bank and sue them and say, pay us back our money. They say the bank was its own entity. So who's collecting the interest? The bank. Who's paying the interest? The bank. So obviously, I'm oversimplifying complicated concepts. But these are the two basic concepts that are used to facilitate doing business in the modern world. Number one is we use a heter iska, where it's a partnership and not really a loan. And number two is that we work with legal entities. The loan is not being given or not being taken by a person, but rather by a corporation. Now, that in and of itself needs definition. How does that work? I had Frankenthal Corporation. So now because I wrote Frankenthal CO, that became a corporation, I'm not taking the loan from you, it's my corporation. Well, there is a legal entity of a corporation. The question is, how does the halacha deal with that legal entity? There's a legal entity of a bank. How does the halacha deal with that entity? A bank is simpler. Because it's run by the government, which is, I don't really feel that. Who is the government? The government is me and you and everyone. We're all the government. The government is our representative. It's not Mr. Olmert. The banks don't belong to him. They belong to the people of Israel, the people of the state of Israel. In Israel, at least, the banks are state-run. There's a certain amount of ownership, but behind it all is the government. Even if it's not state-run, you say there's no single owner of the bank. When the bank makes another dollar a day, there's no one whose pocket that goes into. So that's the question. How do we view it? Do we say that on the profits we're all partners, but because there's limited liability, then on the payout we're not partners? That's all discussed in Halacha. So just to introduce the concept, this is like step one, crash course, and what are the halachic approaches to working out loans in today's financial climate. So in this, in the last few centuries, the primary one was the heter iska, and in the last century what evolved was this use of corporations, which is a real use. I mean, there's limited liability legally. Yeah? No problem. If he's a Jew, then it could be a problem, right? Republic Bank, when it was bought by Mr. Safra, so then they had an issue. How do they work all this out? When Republic National Bank in the United States was bought by the Sephardi Jewish family Safra, then they consulted with the rabbis how to work it all out. You're right. They had this issue, yes.